Baby, do you remember the first time we felt this connection? How funny is it now, looking back and thinking that the power of the locomotive and a crowded train could spark something so romantic, so beautiful and so pure. You remember when we first walked onto the crowded train and I realized that we had to stand? And I was so disappointed because it was so crowded. And I was so worried at the same time, because those trains travel at such high speeds and those bends are horrific. And they're really bad. Do you remember how crowded it was? And how I had to literally hold onto the grab rail while you pressed your back against my body? I had to hook one arm around you to keep you safe. So you ended up in my arms. I mean, in my arm. And then I remember feeling something. You do too. Oh no, not that. Not that. Naughty. I remember feeling this type of energy that I can't explain. But it made my pulse race. And all I wanted was to keep you safe. But there was something else. And every time the train took a sharp bend, I felt your body lean back in more, and I held you more tightly. And it felt so good. It felt so right. And it was like some kind of strange slow dance set up by the universe. And then, you remember that almost violent bump that swung you around and we ended up face to face? Do you remember? Are you sure? Shall I remind you in my words? Shall I? You looked up at me slowly in front of all of those people, and for the first time I looked into your eyes, your beautiful eyes, and I felt my heart skip a beat and a thought that rushed through my head that said, wow, wow, wow. I wondered how I never noticed before. I mean, I knew you. I mean, I looked in your eyes often. I spent so much time with you. I wondered, why was Cupid shooting arrows on a crowded, speeding train? Or maybe he tried to hit someone else, and the train threw him off, and that arrow hit me right between the eyes, and I was smitten. And I wanted to kiss you so badly, but I wasn't sure. that you felt the same, so I got a little insecure. I got so afraid. And how could it go so quickly, I thought. How could I board a train, being your friend? And then I got hit by something, and it was a deep connection from out of the blue. And it was so strong, that it compelled me to whisper in your ear, "I think I love you." And the fear I felt when I said that, wishing that you were reciprocated. You gave me the most gorgeous, reassuring smile. You didn't even speak. And my heart nearly stopped. And I kissed you in front of everyone, not caring. I didn't even know I was on a train anymore. And after that kiss, I knew deep down in my soul that I'd never get enough of you. And from that moment, we moved from friends to lovers. And we kissed so passionately, so deeply, without a care in the world, in front of all of those people, wrapped around each other, tightly, with the train swing, adding to that slow dance effect. And it was so magical. And they say, you only get a few moments in your life that you never forget. And I remember everything. The way your lips felt. The way your eyes changed color. The way your perfume smelled. The way your arms wrapped around me. That draw that I felt. The magnetic pull. I remembered everything. And then the train stopped. And we disembarked. And we headed home and we made love for hours. And it was beautiful. And it still is. You know, sometimes we fail to notice what is staring us right in the eyes. Do you remember the first night? It was so magical, so intense, and it proved that we belong together. And so we are.